Moreno, and I believe that Mr. Moreno is the Deputy Chief of Staff at the embassy in Haiti, and other diplomats, and they ordered him to leave. They said, you must go now. He said that they said that Guy Philippe and United States Marines were coming to Port-au-Prince. He would be killed. Many Haitians will be killed. That they would not stop until they did what they wanted to do, and that he was there with his wife, Mildred, and his brother-in-law, and two of his security people, and somebody from the Steele Foundation, and they're all, it's five of them that are there. They took them where they did stop in Antigua, then they stopped at a military base, then they were in the air for hours, and then they arrived at this place, and they were met by five ministers of government. It's a Francophone country. They speak French, and they were then taken to this place called the Palace of the Renaissance, where they are being held, and they are surrounded by military people. They are not free to do whatever they want to do. And then the phone clicked off after we had talked for about we talked maybe 15 minutes, and the phone clicked off. But he was some of it was muffled in the beginning. At times it was clear, but one thing that was very clear, and he said it over and over again, that he was kidnapped, that the coup was completed by the Americans, that they forced him out. They had also disabled his American security force that he had around him for months now. They did not allow them to extend their numbers to begin with. They wanted to bring in more people to provide security. They prevented them from doing that, and then they finally forced them out of the country. So that's where he is, and I said to him that I would do everything that I could to get the word out, that I heard it directly from him, I heard it directly from his wife, that they were kidnapped, they were forced to leave, they did not want to leave, their lives were threatened, and the lives of many Haitians were threatened. And I said that we would be in touch with the State Department, with the president today, and if at all possible, we're going to try and get to him. We don't know whether or not he's going to be moved. We will try and find that information out today.
Did President Aristide say whether or not he resigned?
He did not resign. He said he was forced out, that the coup was completed.
So again, to summarize, Congressmember Maxine Waters, you have just gotten off the phone with President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who says he believes he is in the Central African Republic.
That's right. With French-speaking officers who are, he's surrounded by them, and he's in this place called the Palace of the Renaissance, and he was forced to go there. They took him there.
What are you going to do right now?
I'm going to get to the State Department to find out what do they plan on doing with him. Do they plan on leaving him there? Are they planning on taking him to another country? We're going to tell them we would like to see them. We're prepared to go where he is now, and that we're demanding that we're able to see him and go where he is, and to negotiate what will be done with him.
Did he describe how he was taken out? We had heard reports in Haiti that he was taken out in handcuffs.
No, he did not say he was taken out in handcuffs. He simply said they came, led by Mr. Moreno, followed by the Marines, and they said simply, you have to go. You have no choice. You must go. And if you don't, you will be killed, and many Haitians will be killed. We are planning with Mr. Guy Philippe to come into Puerto Rico. He will not be alone. He will come with American military, and you will not survive. You will be killed. You got to go now.
How did President Aristide sound? What was the quality of his voice?
The quality of his voice was anxious, angry, disturbed, wanting people to know the truth.
Did he say why he had not made any calls since early on Sunday morning, that people hadn't been in touch with him for more than 36 hours? Certainly this plane was equipped with a telephone.
Oh, I don't think they were able to make any calls from the plane. They were only allowed to make calls once they landed, and I think the only call that they had made was to her mother, who's in Florida, and her brother. But they had no access to a telephone on to a telephone on the plane.
What is the next step? What are you going to do? What do you think people in this country should be doing about the situation in Haiti?
I think the people in this country should be outraged that our government led a coup d'etat against a democratically elected president. They should call, write, fax with their outrage, not only to the State Department, but to all of their elected officials and to the press. We have to keep the information flying in the air so people will get it and understand what has taken place. And for those of us who are elected officials, we must not only get to the president, we must demand that he is returned to claim his presidency if that's what he wants. If you can recall what happened in Venezuela when Mr. Chavez they tried to force him out, and they had someone step into the presidency, and he had not resigned his presidency, and he got it back. I did not have that conversation with President Aristide, but we must meet with him, we must talk with him, and we must be prepared to protect him.
Congressmember Maxine Waters, I want to thank you for being with us again. Congressmember Waters has just spoken with President Aristide, who she says said he was kidnapped and is now with his wife and surrounded by security in the Central African Republic. The point you made about him having a U.S. security contingent in Haiti and that they said that they would no longer protect him. We aren't actually talking about a lot of people that were moving in. Even Guy Philippe did not have that many people that a U.S. security cordon couldn't have dealt with. Can you talk more about the security that was being pulled from him that was threatening him if he didn't leave?
The private security forces that he had wanted to extend their numbers as the talk grew about Guy Philippe and these thugs coming into Port-au-Prince. The United States denied them any additional security people to join that team, and then that security team was forced out. They were forced out, and he was taken by United States Marines and the diplomats from the embassy, and they were joined, as I understand it, by French military on the plane.
I want to thank you for being with us, Congressmember Maxine Waters, and we will continue to talk to you with this latest breaking news.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Congressmember Maxine Waters on the line with us, saying that President Aristide just got off the phone with her saying that he was kidnapped. We are now joined by his lawyer, Ira Kurzband. Welcome to Democracy Now. Welcome back, I should say, with this latest news that happened during the program. Ira Kurzband, your response to this allegation.
Well, I think certainly the United Nations and the OAS need to take a look at this. This is a clear violation of international law for the United States military to physically remove a president of a democratically elected country against his will. And I think we need to now have clearly an investigation here as to who ordered this and who is responsible, and whether or not President Bush is directly implicated in the forcible removal of a president from his office. And this is a democratically elected president, so there's no question here that this is a clear violation of our own law and of international law.
And this issue of whether or not he resigned, Congressmember Waters saying he did not resign, he was simply, he said, forcibly removed in the middle of the night.
Well, it seems to me pretty consistent with everything we've been hearing in Haiti. You know, the people who were at his home said the same thing, that they observed him being forcibly taken out of his house. So whether this resignation was done, you know, with a gun pointed to his head, obviously if they've kidnapped him, they're willing to do anything, or whether or not it's even his resignation, I think is now an open question.
What can you do at this point as a representative of the Haitian government, as the attorney for President Aristide?
We've talked to the president's foreign minister. I've asked him already to try and take action both at the United Nations and at the Organization of American States to have a strong condemnation of the United States government's actions here and to make sure that the president is restored.
We did an interview with the First Lady, Mildred Aristide, that people can go to our website, democracynow.org, on Friday, before the removal on Saturday. And we just wanted to play an excerpt of that interview. But we now have Randall Robinson on.